Linkin Park use copyright claim to force removal of Donald Trump's In the End video. By BenQ on July 20, 2020. Rock group Linkin Park forced the removal of a video retweeted by President Donald Trump on Saturday, citing a copyright claim after it featured their 2000 song In the End. The video, originally posted by White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Communications Dan Scavino, featured clips of Trump at his inauguration and other images with the song playing in the background. Trump then retweeted the post. The group, whose frontman Chester Bennington committed suicide in 2017, announced they had sent a cease and desist order for the removal of the song. Linkin Park did not and does not endorse Trump, nor authorize his organization to use any of our music, they wrote on Twitter. A cease and desist has been issued. The video was consequently removed on Twitter, with a spokesperson telling The Verge it amounted to a violation of their copyright policy. Per our copyright policy, we respond to valid copyright complaints sent to us by a copyright owner or their authorized representative, the Twitter spokesperson said. Watch below. Multiple copyright claims have been filed by individuals against the president or his campaign, most of whom seek to show off their anti-Trump positions to their progressive followers. Previous artists or organizations to have done so include Nickelback, The Rolling Stones, Ozzy Osbourne, Pharrell Williams, and even the video game company Electronic Arts, EA. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.